All right, final hour of the morning show. Caleb in for Paul today. Dr. Sean Whiteman, Marysville Public Schools Superintendent, on the other end of our phone this morning. And a happy Friday to you, Dr. Whiteman.
Hey, good morning, Caleb. How's everybody doing?
We're doing great here in Port Huron. I know we've got that big crosstown showdown tonight, but you guys have a pretty big matchup too. You're Marysville Vikings on the road in Marine City. That's all. As a Viking myself, that's always a big game when Marysville plays Marine City.
Yeah, we're excited about it too. We're 2-2 right now, but you know, regardless of record, you have to throw that out the window. Whenever Marine City and Marysville get together to play a football game, you just never know how it's going to go. So everybody's going to be excited that we're going to head down to East China Stadium this evening and everything, and you know, we're going to be rooting for our local team, the Vikings.
How is the school year going in Marysville so far? You've got a few weeks under your belt now, people kind of falling back into routine.
Yeah, we're actually wrapping up our third week, and I'll have to tell you this. It feels more like a normal year this year. We're running regular schedules. Of course, as you know, our sports programs and our band program is up and running. We're not being required to do things at the state level from the health department. Also here locally, we're not really focusing in on the things that we've had to do in the past few years with regards to face masks and social distancing and everything. So overall, it feels like a normal year, and the kids are all enjoying it so far, and so far it's going really well. So,
of course, it's hard to predict this, but how do you think going into the fall and winter, you know, cold and flu season, and it's, you know, always, you know, schools are always notorious for spreading germs and stuff. Do you see this kind of status quo continuing through the school year, or do you think that it might get interrupted like it has in years past?
Yeah, I think this year is going to be a lot different than they have been in years past. Even last year, we were face-to-face all year last year. It's a lot different now. You know, there's vaccines that are available for people to take, you know, and, you know, individuals are very cautious about what they're doing now than they have in the past. And I think, you know, I'm being cautiously optimistic here, but I do believe that, you know, all of that stuff is, hopefully behind us. And I do think that, you know, with the flu season coming around, we'll be okay. But we'll just have to wait and see.
Dr. Sean Whiteman is the superintendent of Marysville Public Schools. And school board met last night. You have a new school board member.
Yes, actually, we had a vacancy that had occurred. We had one of our board members resign from their position to focus on a city council seat that they're seeking. That's Dave Watson. And one of the candidates that the board interviewed was Mike Ritali, and he was a former board member a few years back and everything, and the board felt very comfortable bringing him back on to fill Dave Watson's seat for the remaining 2 years of the term. And last night was his first meeting, and it actually felt, you know, he was very comfortable in the meeting, and it was good to see a familiar face there as well. So we're excited to have him back, and we're looking forward to having him on the team for the next few years.
I remember attending and covering school board meetings locally, both Marysville and Port Huron, and some others too. For many years, it was always state funding decreasing, less funding from the state, that sort of thing, cuts. That has not been the case over the past year, especially when it comes into Marysville. In fact, you guys are dealing with a record amount of statewide per pupil funding.
Yeah, we received this year across the state a $450 increase, which is approximately 5% increase from the previous year. But, you know, we do have some concerns. For example, everything's starting to cost more. Our monthly bills, for example, this year was a little over $1.5 million. A year ago, it was approximately $1.2 million, and that's about an 18% increase in last year than what we're paying this year. So, and of course, with inflation, you know, with a 5% increase in inflation on average since January 2022, it's been around 8.3%. That increase isn't keeping up with inflation. So we're concerned especially as we head into the colder months when utility costs are going to increase. But, you know, the other thing I wanted to add to that is, you know, and again, we're keeping a close eye on this, you know, we have a 9.5% increase in health insurance premiums that will be taking effect January 1st this coming year. And we had an increase of about a 10.25% for property and casualty insurance premiums. So, again, everything's costing more. I mean, we're grateful for the increase, and it is a record-breaking increase. But, you know, unfortunately, everything's costing us or everyone more, and you know we're really concerned about, you know, heading through the year on, you know, when we do our budget amendments coming up in November, for example, we're going to really focus in on what it is that we're going to expect from that point to the towards the end of the year, and we're hopeful that what we're getting is going to be able to cover the costs of what it is that we're going to probably likely have to pay for.
Well, I'm just doing the little math. You said you had an increase in 5% in the per pupil funding.
Yep.
But your costs went up 18%. So where do you make up? Where do you make up that difference?
Well, one area would be student enrollment. We're up approximately 50 students that we didn't anticipate or budget originally, which is an advantage or a good thing. Another thing that we do is, or what we've done is, we have to prepare a budget every year by June 30th. It's required by law, and we were only anticipating a $300 increase. So when we prepared the budget, we were actually grateful and happy to hear that actually we ended up getting a $450 increase. So, you know, it's $150 into the good per student that we wouldn't, or, you know, we didn't originally budget. So it's those types of things that we're hopeful that will create that cushion that we need to absorb some of the expenses or increases that we're anticipating in the year ahead.
Any other things on your radar here as we start the new school year, Dr. Whiteman?
Well, the one thing I will tell you, you know, with this particular year and everything, you know, and it being more normal than not, we do have a new STRINGS program, and we're putting that in effect this year. We have an amazing teacher, Erin Epley, who's taking on this particular program, and our goal is to build a program from fifth grade up through the middle school into the high school within the next 4 to 5 years so we can eventually have a youth orchestra program.
Wow. As a Marysville Band alumni, that is not only news to me, but also impressive.
Yeah, that's a pocket of students that we're reaching out and trying to get something new brought into our schools so that we can have more kids actually participate in our music programs. And we're really excited about it. And we're really looking forward to how things are going to turn out this year and hopefully build upon that program and complement the current band program that we currently have now, so that, again, within a few years, and people will be able to come in and see an actual performance that you would see, you know, maybe in some of the other communities, such as, you know, Detroit Symphony Orchestra. We, of course, wouldn't have something like that. We would have something that would be like it, and we're really excited. So,
no, that's actually really impressive. I appreciate you sharing that news update with myself and our listeners, and we'll be staying tuned for more information as that stuff continues to develop. I guess I never imagined a string ensemble, if you will, performing at Marysville High School, made up of Marysville students. So that's that is pretty cool. Dr. Sean Whiteman is the superintendent of the Marysville Public School District. The Vikings are on the road tonight down in Marine City to take on the Mariners. It is always a rivalry game, even though you know, the Mariners might have the better record so far this season. As you mentioned, it is still anyone's game, especially when you get those two teams together. So they'll be down in East China tonight at 7 o'clock. I know there's going to be a lot of blue and white in the visitor section of that stadium.
Yep, we're excited about it. Everybody come on out, cheer the Vikings on.
Dr. Sean Whiteman, superintendent of Marysville Public Schools. Marysville School Board met last night. They filled a vacancy on the Board of Education, and so far, things are going pretty smooth for the start of the new school year in the Marysville District. Dr. Whiteman, thanks for your time, as always.
Thank you, Caleb. Have a great weekend.
And same to you, and yeah, go Vikings this weekend, too. Hey, it's Caleb in for Paul. It's 921 now on 1380 WPHM. And we'll be back after this break, check Blue Water weather, and then we'll talk to a different superintendent for a different reason, too, coming up on the other side of the bottom of the hour news. This is 1380 WPHM.